Hey, who is this?
Oh, this is John. Who's this?
This is Kayla, and you texted my phone.
What did it say?
It said, fuck you, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was actually meant for my wife. I must have transposed some digits.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. The fuck you was meant for my wife, not you.
Okay.
You know, we're having marital problems. What are you doing? Are you cute?
Am I cute?
Yeah, you want to hook up? I'm a nice guy.
I have a wife.
Yeah, but we're having problems, as you know about.
How old are you?
13.
You ain't 13.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
What do you know? You know what? Fuck you, motherfucker.
Fuck you, too.
Fine. It's over between us.
Welcome to PLA Radio Episode 10. In today's social experiment, we've sent a single text message to 500 Verizon Wireless subscribers. The contents of that message were this: fuck you, motherfucker. Let's see how common people from America's Southwest react to this kind of text message. Here's some voicemail message responses.
8:59 p.m.
You're a little asshole.
9:02 p.m.
Hey, I'm a nice guy. Why are you sending me a call that says, fuck you, motherfucker? Just trying to figure it out, dude. Have a good one.
9:01 p.m.
I got your number on my caller ID, and I'm going to find out who you are and how you got my number. You better be careful and you better watch out.
9:13 p.m.
Hey, don't be sending me no text messages like that.
9:33 p.m.
I think you got the wrong number. You've been saying bad words and a lot of bad stuff to the Christian family. We don't appreciate that. So we're going to have to call the cops.
8:53 p.m.
Hey, somebody texted me a stupid message saying, fuck you, motherfucker, call me back. If I know you, if I don't even bother.
9:48 p.m.
Keep your mother off the street. She won't get fucked, bitch.
You might think that last insult was pretty creative and witty, but they get even better. The following are some of the more interesting responses I received in text message format. Did you text the wrong number? Who dis be? Who the fuck you punk? Can you say harassment? Fuck you, punk bitch. Fuck you, who the fuck is this? Hello, who the fuck is this? If you had balls, you would say it to my face, pussy. Meet me at the branding iron at 12. Several hours after that particular message, I got the following voicemail from that guy, who actually went to this place called the branding iron to kick my ass. He seemed to be kind of disappointed that I didn't show up.
12:16 a.m.
Hey, where you at? At the branding iron? What the hell? Fuck that? No, fuck you, pussy.
Fuck you too, faggot. You got the wrong number, I hope. I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. Who the hell are you to send me a message like you did? Who the fuck is this? Fuck you, motherfucker. Do you know me? I don't know who you are. Who the fuck is this? Fuck you, pussy. Call 1-800-EAT-SHIT, King of the Hill. Who the fuck is you? Fuck you, too. Who dis, pimp daddy? Use a noodle. You gonna change your voicemail and text that nut-ass shit. You bout your business, answer your phone, bitch. Who dis be, and why am I a motherfucker? Fuck you, I'm gonna find out who you are, bitch. What? Fuck you! That was just a small portion of the hundreds of text message responses that I received on my cell phone, but most of them said pretty much the exact same thing. If you'd like to see a complete list of all the text messages that were received, go to our show notes at phonelosers.org/radio. Let's take a quick break and listen to some happier, more positive voicemails sent to PLA Radio.
You have new messages.
Oh my God. I have just sat here and completely pissed my shorts. I listened to your podcast about the McDonald's and Wendy's and Taco Hell drive-thru. A friend of mine sent me the link to your show. Back in 1990, a friend of mine and I in South Texas did this to McDonald's and another fast food place called Whataburger. We used a modified ham radio. We were blowing them away at like 50 watts from a half a mile away, and they're looking around for some dude in the bushes with a headset. It was fucking awesome. Anyway, my name is Steve. I'm from Nashville. I wanted to tell you I really enjoyed the podcast. I'm going to check you guys out more often. Thanks for a great laugh. Take care.
I want to shove a cactus up my ass.
Hey, David, this is Andrew Sims from MuggleCast. You called us, I guess it was a couple of days ago, wanting to know if we were wanted to be involved with something MTV was working on involving a podcast. And, yeah, we would definitely be interested. If you want to give me a call back, my number is 609-95- and I'm on spring break right now, so I'll be home all day tomorrow, Friday. So I look forward to speaking with you. Thanks. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Dan from Alabama. It was a great bit on the hacking into the drive-up. I thought that was probably the best thing you've done so far. I would take it further. I would go. I would say a lot more vulgar things and really get a rise out of these people. Hey, keep it up. That was fantastic. I could listen to that all day.
Hey Brad, this is Ryan D. I was just kind of curious about the equipment that you use at Taco Bell on the 9th DLA. And I was looking at it, and I think I found that exact product on eBay, but it was kind of expensive, and so I was wondering if there was some sort of alternative.
Hey, Ryan, the equipment that we used was a Yaesu VX5 and a Yaesu VX7. Your alternative is to get a job at McDonald's and steal a headset.
Hi, my name is Jason DeLuigi Cox, and I just want to say I like your website. It's really cool. Everybody makes fun of me because of my hair. I have a MySpace. It's Jason DeLuigi. I want you guys to come see it. It's really cool. It's real cool, guys. It's real cool. So I have a 5-inch haircut. I like your show. Thanks, guys.
This is the last message.
Dear RBCC, I emailed you, but you still ain't responding. I left my email, my voicemail, and my clone cell phone at the bottom. I sent 2 emails yesterday. Your server must be delivering late. There must be a problem with POP3 acting lame. Sometimes I typo when I use Netscape. But anyway, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your son? My girlfriend's pregnant, too. I'm about to have a little one. If I have a son, guess what I'm gonna call him? I'm gonna name him Dino. I read about the scene LSD hack, yo. I'm sorry. I had a friend drop out of the scene over some bitch who owned him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I think you're really swell. You know, I think you should do more shit for UPL. I got a directory full of your T-files and your pranks as well. I like the shit you did for SysFail. That shit was fat. Anyway, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back on Internet Relay Chat. Truly yours, your admirer. This is Linear. Dear Redbox, you still ain't called or replied as far as I can tell. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up you don't answer your email. If you didn't want to talk to me when we met at DEF CON, you didn't have to. But you could have given some PLA stickers to Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 8 years of age, but he's read every single word on your webpage. And at DEF CON, you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man. You're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He beige boxes more than I do. I ain't mad, though. I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we talked on AIM? You said if I emailed you, you would reply back. See, I'm just like you in a way. Mildred Monday don't like me neither. I used to always call her up on the phone and repeat her. I can't wait to hear what you say in your calls. See, when I'm listening to your pranks, I can't stop laughing at all. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even call your home and hang up after it rings. Just so I can see how annoyed you end up being. It's like adrenaline. Redboxing is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is funny, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I ICQ you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Redbox. I've confused her. She don't know what it's like being a phone loser. You gotta email me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Linear. P.S. We should teleconference together, too. Mister, I'm too good to read my email. This'll be the last letter that I ever send from my shell. It's been 6 days now and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two emails. I wrote them in Pine and it works perfect. So this is my suicide note. I hope you read it. I'm sitting in the 909 Verizon switch and I've just wired the whole goddamn place with explosives. This is your fucking fault, Arby, that I'm doing all this shit. You know that song by Jay-Z featuring Beyonce about the guy who was cruising down the west side and said he'd do anything necessary for her, but then he didn't let the necessary occur? That's kind of how this is. Wait a minute. No, it's not. What the hell am I talking about? Anyway, it's too late for me now. The bomb's on a timer and counting down, and all I wanted was a lousy email or a fucking call. I hope you know I ripped all my PLA stickers off my lunchbox. I love you, Arby. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope this letter gets you into so much shit. I hope the cops arrest you and your website has to quit. I hope they decide to blame you for all of this. And I hope you spend the rest of your life in a prison. See, Arby, I tied my girlfriend right next to this bomb. Me and her are going to be blown to pieces when this thing goes off. 100 pounds of homemade explosives are going to tear this building up. And we've only got a few seconds left, so I better finish writing stuff. Oh, shit. I forgot. How am I supposed to keep this letter from blowing up? Email you sooner, but I've just been busy. But that was no reason for you to shut off my phone and cost me a reconnection fee. Look, I'm really flattered you'd name your son after my story. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on a PLA trading card of me. I'm sorry I missed you at DEF CON. I guess I just didn't see you. But come on, Linear. Did you really need to order me 85 pizzas? And what's with sending all these contractors to my place? They all want to give me estimates on roofing, asphalt, and landscapes. You got some issues, Linear. I think you need to talk to a doctor. Why else would you write in the newspaper that I'm selling a helicopter? Some of these things you're doing kind of makes me think you're a stalker. Like when you had me paged at the theater when I was trying to see Meet the Fockers. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. Or maybe you just need to pay attention to her and stop sending me all of these letters. I hope you get to read this letter and you stop harassing me all the time. Before I have to retaliate and disconnect your phone lines. Just try to relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Linear, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to go and do some crazy shit. I saw this report on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk in California and blew up a telephone switch. And he had his girlfriend with him and she was pregnant with his kid. In fact, it was Southern California, right about where you live. Come to think about it, the guy's name was Jared. Oh wait, that was you. Shit.
Why listen to the PK and J show?
Well, did you ever try to your without it first?
Why listen to the PK and J show?
Because one guy thinks that Jeanette's voice is the sexiest in podcasting.
Why listen to the PK and J show?
Because the PK and J show is not watered down, corporation approved, mass produced, clear channel crap that makes you want to eat your shirt.
PK and J.
Mentally defective as I am.
The PK and J Show. www.pkandjshow.com.
I recently started up a new podcast. It's called Big Beef Bueno and can be listened to at brad-carter.com or found on podcastalley.com. It's a lot like PLA Radio, but with much less effort. So far, there's 3 shows, and they feature me harassing my girlfriend and her ex-boyfriends, interpretive live journal readings, clips of other podcasts that I have infiltrated, and more. If you like this show, then chances are you'll like Big Beef Bueno, too. Here's the last 3 voicemail messages that I received from my Fuck You Motherfucker experiment. As you'll hear, nothing positive came out of this at all.
8:45 p.m.
Who this is? Call me back.
10:13 p.m.
No, hey, who the fuck is this, huh? Who's this, eh? Talk to me like a fucking man, huh? You want to meet me somewhere or something or what? Fuck, acting like a little kid. Who the fuck is this? You know who the fuck I am, eh? Talk to me on the fucking phone. Talk to me in fucking person, homeboy. Let me see how you fuck me in my fucking face, huh? Who the fuck are you? You know who the fuck I am, eh? Come in my fucking face, huh? Let me play these little fucking kids games on the phone, bitch.
11:06 p.m.
Yo, fuck you, stupid little pussy-ass bitch. That's why you're too scared to answer the fucking phone, huh, you little faggot-ass motherfucker.
And that's pretty much the end of my experiment and the end of this episode of PLA Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone.
falls. Death walks down a smoke-filled hall. A rose falls on a coffin's lid. A blind man standing selling squid. Go-go girls dance to and fro. Hands reach up from graves below. Plates smash on a checkered floor. First one, then two, then three, then four. This song is gonna make a great video. It's gonna be so cool. We're gonna break stuff in slow-mo. Throw things into a pool. What's the purpose? What's the point? We don't really know. Just light the torches, cue the pigeons, and let the midget go. Stock shots of Vietnam. If you're caught with chicks and jam. Plate smash on a checkered floor. A clown runs out a flaming door. Supermodel pillow fight. In lingerie that's much too tight. Sex craze groupies scream for more. Plate smash on a checkered floor. This song is gonna make a great video. It's gonna be so cool. We're gonna break stuff in slow-mo. Throw things into a pool. What's the purpose? What's the point? We don't really know. Just light the torches, cue the pigeons, and let the midget go. It's gonna be so cool. We're gonna break stuff in slow-mo. Throw things into a pool. What's the purpose? What's the point? We don't really know. Just light the torches, cue the pigeons, and let the midget go. Just light the pigeons, cue the midget, and let the torches go. Just light the midget, cue the torches, and